Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.
NC State back in Raleigh, which tells you everything you need to know, right? The wild ride that they had taken the area, the conference, the country on for a month that captured the eyeballs of America came to a close, came to an end against Purdue. It's also Eclipse Day. For those of you that have walked outside with the special glasses and looked up, you saw part of the sun.
And I hope you were wearing the special glasses.
If you're, I feel like we all, I don't know, you get caught a little bit taking the glasses off too early or something, and you're just looking at the sun and going, well, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Just wear the glasses, enjoy the eclipse. We'll try to put that all in perspective a little bit later on. But let's talk about this other kind of fleeting awesomeness. State making the run to the Final Four. You can talk about all of the cliches possible, right? Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. All good things have to come to an end. You could talk cliche. You could talk details, right? This is a team that shouldn't have been anywhere near where they were, anywhere near where they achieved based on where they were in the regular season. Here's DJ Horn, one of the main characters for NC State, and his reflections on the run to the Final Four.
It's been fun, you know, every step of the way, every win that we've gotten, it's felt like a championship. To see all the joy and the happiness that it's brought, you know, our university, our city and everything, how many people got behind us, not just from NC State, but the whole country, it just shows, you know, when you come together and, you know, stick together, you know, what you can do as a team. And I'm just, you know, grateful that I was a part of it all.
Here's the thing. I do think a double-digit run, a double-digit seed run in the NCAA tournament, if you don't get it, you're just not going to get it, right? I understand if you're a North Carolina fan or if you're just a rival and you're going to hate everything NC State does. I get it. Fandom is fandom. But for everybody else, if you don't understand the awesomeness of a Cinderella run through a one-and-done tournament, two of them, ACC and NCAA, you're just not going to get it. It's fun. It's awesome. It's lightning in a bottle, whatever it is. It's a wave to ride. Let's open up the phone lines for your reflections. Heister Automotive Group Hotline, 919-860-5326. Now that the run is over, are you underwhelmed, overwhelmed? Are you properly whelmed? I don't know what the middle ground is. Here's my stance officially. This is why the feeling right now that you have is why we were so adamant throughout the entire run to appreciate it while it was happening. You can't explain why the magic showed up, right? When they're down 12 to Louisville at the beginning of the ACC tournament, there was no indicator that anything like this was going to happen. You can't explain why the magic showed up when it did, and you can't explain why the magic bailed. Against Purdue in the Final Four, there wasn't that same spark. They played, I actually think, pretty well. Specifically on defense. They did some nice things. But there was one piece early on in the game that made me go, oh, no. It was the Casey Morsell block. Purdue gets a leak out. They have a fast break. And Casey Morsell, a perimeter player, refuses to give up on the play, flies back on defense, blocks the shot from behind. A play that in every step of NC State's run, right? The ACC tournament all the way through the Elite Eight, every step along the way, it was almost a guarantee if somebody makes an individual hustle play like that, it was going to end with a DJ Burns bucket at the other end, a Mo Diarra dunk, a DJ Horn three. Like, if you make that effort, they were going to convert it to awesome right away. But against Purdue, it was a fast break layup that Casey Morsell, with all heart and energy, went back and blocked. It turned immediately into a three that was made by Purdue. And it went, uh-oh, That's not how this goes. Right? The way this works is we make an awesome hustle play and it just builds on each other, and then suddenly we have a run. We made an awesome hustle play. They scored right away more points than they would have if we didn't make the hustle play. Felt like the carriage turning back into a pumpkin a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like the magic wasn't there. And by the way, as part of it, we talked with Clark Kellogg on the show on Friday, right? And you see him alongside Charles Barkley and Kenny and Ernie for the entirety of the tournament. And there was part of, like, even his analysis that was like, well, I like the bigs of Purdue. Well, I like the way the Purdue perimeter has been playing. You know, in this matchup, a lot of things lead Purdue. And I went, yeah, but what about the magic? And he was like, yeah, you know what? It's March. If State still has that thing, there's nothing that anyone can do about it. And they didn't. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Here's DJ Horn on why it hurts that they got so close.
A lot of emotions going on right now. Obviously, you know, I wish we would have won it. But just to know, you know, we got this close, it definitely hurts. Especially when, you know, there was multiple chances in the game where we would pull it in close, could have gone on a run, and just couldn't quite get over the hump. So it definitely hurts.
Here's the funny part. State, the players, the coaches, I assume they aren't going to get what everyone's going to tell them. What I mean by that is everybody is going to tell them, oh, how can you be upset? It was such a good run. Oh, you guys, you really captivated. You gave everyone something to believe in. The reason why they aren't going to understand that is because they don't go on this run that they went on if they didn't expect to win the national championship. Right? It's so easy to look at it and say, yeah, but you have to be happy with a Final Four run, right? I mean, you guys were the 10th seed in the ACC. You have to be happy with making it to the Final Four, right? But if they thought that way, they would have never made it as far as they did. If they had to be happy with, like, what kind of makes sense, they would have bowed out in the second round of the ACC tournament and went, well, that's kind of what you expect. They knew they were doing something special. They believed they were going to do something even more special. Felt like 83, and it ended. In time, they'll look back and say that season was pretty awesome. But right now, I bet you they are hurt. I bet you it does stink that they got so close. They probably did talk themselves into, we can be national champions. Do you know why? Because it was possible they were in the Final Four.
Hey, if you get there, you have a chance to do it. Simple as that. Now, that's something to keep in mind, though, is that four teams show up, only one walks away happy.
I mean, in a bigger sense, what is it? 68 teams show up, only one walks away happy.
Yeah, even more.
Only one team that makes it to the NCAA tournament gets to end their season with a win. State got four wins before finally bowing out, which is way more than most get. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. We're here with Coach Pete, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, let's hear about your power plan.
Well, Coach Pete's power plan, 22 steps to get you on the right direction for retirement. Also, make sure you have a successful, income-filled retirement. Tim, the next 10 people are going to give that away. No cost or obligation.
For the power plan, call 800-691-3215. You can also go ahead and text Tim to 600-700. The phone number, 800-691-3215, or text Tim to 600-700. We talked a lot of big picture stuff about NC State earlier in the show, right? The run coming to an end, how fun it was, appreciate it. What can you do to build off of it? What we didn't talk enough about is the game. Why didn't they beat Purdue? How didn't they beat Purdue? What looked like it was unstoppable at times during the tournament, both ACC and NCAA. Why didn't that work against Purdue? Here's the first thing I'm going to say. The wheels did not fall off for NC State, okay? This was not a game where they did not belong. It was not a game that gave the people that said the only reason NC State's in the Final Four is because the tournament is wacky. Did not give them any fodder, right? Did not give them any ammunition. They looked like they belonged, particularly on defense. They held Purdue, who had been at times rolling through teams in the tournament, made them very uncomfortable, which for NC State is an accomplishment, right? Like Zach Edey turned the ball over a bunch. Those shooters on the perimeter were not comfortable shooting. There was frustration. They forced one of the more level-headed guards Smith for Purdue, one of the more level-headed kind of veteran, you're not going to rattle him guards, into multiple backcourt violations. Like they did a lot of very good things on defense. Here's what I think it boils down to. Two things, actually. One, the big guys for NC State had a really hard time scoring, and I do think you have to tip your cap to Purdue on some of that. And two, Michael O'Connell got hurt. And we'll talk about them in reverse order. We'll talk about the O'Connell injury first. I love the warrior mentality, right? Stretch me out, like put me on the bike. I'm going back in. I actually think that worked against NC State a little bit because it threw off rhythm. He's in, he's out. He's in, he's out. He's hurt. He's good.
Yeah, I only played 3 minutes there in the second half.
And those 3 minutes were wincing. Those 3 minutes were not moving super comfortably. It's a really tough situation for a basketball player to be in there, not able to explode off of one of your legs because you're worried about what's going to pop.
Yeah, it was a hamstring injury.
I love the warrior mentality. I love the there's no way you're keeping me out of this game. I love the I'm a basketball player and this is the Final Four and I had a fast break and I've made that move 1,000 times and for some reason my leg tweaked this time and I'm not going to have that be my final picture of me in the Final Four. But him being in and out and just his absence I think did put NC State in a bit of a spin because DJ Horn, who all ACC and NCAA tournament was allowed to just hunt his shot, right? Was allowed to be like a one-track minded scoring mercenary, suddenly became, you have to initiate the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Morsell, who was able to expend so much energy on defense, suddenly became, you have to initiate the offense. Jaden Taylor, who was microwave offense off the bench, right? Come out shooting, come out being energy. You have to initiate the offense. And this was just something added to all of their plates that wasn't there during the run. And that's nobody's fault, right? Injuries happen. The other thing that I brought up is the big guys couldn't score. Give Edie credit. He doesn't block every shot, but he is affecting.
He impacts.
It's just knowing he's there makes your life more difficult. Middlebrooks and Diarra. It's not like they didn't make shots that they – it's not like they went 1-for-9 and just had a super cold shooting night. They didn't take that many shots. And I think it's just because it's like, pump fake, ooh, don't want to go there. Kick it out. Like, it's just a very quick decision that might be the right decision. But when what NC State had done so much is score inside, which opened everything else out, they had to go and reverse this game. And that's just a tip of the cap to Purdue. What I will say, I think Zach Edey and DJ Burns, I think it lived up to what we wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, I think, in either of their careers, they dropped down to lower a shoulder to somebody, and that somebody didn't move, right? It's like, I don't know, the Burns was given the business, and Edey, you know, if they smacked into each other 18 feet from the bucket and DJ Burns had the ball, you could very much tell DJ Burns was used to, if I make contact with you 18 feet from the bucket, we move to 15 feet from the bucket. And if I bang into you again at 15 feet from the bucket, we move to 12 feet from the bucket. And he could just do that to everybody. And with Edey, it was a stalemate. It was boom, and they were right back where they started. And the same was true on the other side. Edey would put his back into Burns, particularly early on. I give Burns a lot of credit. He tackled that challenge. He was guarding. I thought for sure it would be Diarra and Middlebrooks guarding Edey. And if in break glass of a case of emergency, they might be able to throw Burns on him. The first 4 or 5 minutes, Burns was guarding Edey by himself. And Edey was throwing what he had at him, having some success, not easy success. I think that matchup lived up to what it should. I think, you know, Edey had, what, 22 and 12, 20 and 12, something like that?
Yeah, 20 and 12.
That's a good day, but they were hard earned. They were not an easy 20. They were not all dunks. They were like, they made him work.
Yeah, they forced 5 turnovers from Edey as well. By the way, that's his lowest point total since February 4th.
Point proven.
Yeah.
And that's a 2-time Naismith Player of the Year, last year and this year. And they bottled him up pretty good. The difference is some of the stuff we saw from Horn on the other end, which, by the way, aren't bad shots. Some of the hook shots, some of the faders and leaners and all the skill and savvy and finesse stuff we'd seen, rattled out, a little too strong. I think it's a situation where there really was no – I like the game plan Keats came up with.
It's a phenomenal game plan.
I think it's very simple. Like, if you run it back, they would go, now we're going to do exactly what we did last time. We're just going to hope to make a few more shots. And that would just that would reel everybody back in. Because I do think DJ Horn had a bit of the I'm going to be a superhero-itis, right? I feel like he forced some. He got his 20 points, took 21 shots. I don't fault him for that either, because there were points in time where I'm like, somebody's going to have to force something. Like, yeah. It was someone's going to have to make a tough shot. Someone's going to have to score six straight. And he recognized that and said, I'm going to be the guy to try. Didn't always convert. But I think if they just make, I don't know, four or five more shots in the first half, nothing crazy, three or four more shots in the first half, that allows everybody to be a little bit more settled. That allows everybody to be a little less forcing, and it allows them to play a different style of basketball.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill.
The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food. We're doing some giveaways. We have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives. 12 to 2 p.m.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
So I think a couple of things on that. The two plays that stood out to me, mm-hmm. One of them was the three-pointer at the very end of the first half for Purdue. You're looking at a three-point yep. game. Purdue hits a three-pointer. They double their lead at six going into halftime. I thought that was a massive play. But then they got it down to 49-42. DJ Horn actually hit a jumper. And they actually got a stop defensively. On defense, I think DJ Burns actually got a block, but then Purdue actually was able to retain the ball. Mo Diarra fouled. They got a couple free throws, and that kind of kicked off that moment of where Purdue started to pull away. I'm like, God, you got to block all. You got to stop on defense. And didn't come up with the ball. Like you mentioned, the Casey Morsell got to stop on mm-hmm. defense, but didn't come up with the ball. It's just a couple small moments here and there. But the O'Connell injury, like you said, it changed everyone's role. On the offense, it changed everyone's role and what everyone was asked to do, and they completely just changed the flow of their offense.
This is both a compliment and maybe the downfall of this team. I think there were seven guys, definitely five, that if any of them got hurt, I think State would have had a really hard time winning that game. Like, obviously, if Burns or Horn goes down, it's like, uh-oh. But if Diarra had a hamstring injury, O'Connell, Morsell, Middlebrooks, maybe even Jaden Taylor, if those guys had hamstring injuries and just weren't themselves, it's like, you know, the whole everybody all for one and one for all becomes actually a detriment because, you know, Purdue, let's be real, as long as, who was it, Lawyer, Smith, and Edie stay healthy, they're going to have a pretty good idea that they're pretty darn good. For State, it really was like, we need all of them. And when O'Connell went down, or partially down, went a little limpy, right, because he was limping up and down the court, it changed everything. Let's hear from Kevin Keats on the ups and downs of the run that they were on.
The way this story was written was unbelievable because we've had, in order to win any championship, you got to have highs and lows. We started the season with great highs. In the middle, there were some lows. But equally some highs then, and then at the end, regular season, there were lows. But look what this team was able to accomplish. I sit back and I just don't know how you can win nine elimination games. All of those nine games, We only had one of them that was not a double-digit when we got in the NCAA tournament. There wasn't a double-digit win. These guys always believed, they trusted.
Ups and downs and trust. And I really think it was a collection of individuals where all of them were just wildly important. They took one out of that. Not sure they would have survived any of them, right? If any one of those guys got hurt, it would have been a tough one for them.
Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Learn how you can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.